USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump about to release a $4.8 trillion budget plan today, which proposes steep cuts to social safety net programs like food stamps, cuts to foreign aid, while upping spending for DHS and NASA. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says it will also balance the budget after 15 years. She responds to critics of the plan who say it slashes Obamacare without offering a viable replacement.
We will deal with that separately outside of the budget. And another middle-class tax relief plan definitely is in the president's sights, just not in this budget.
President Trump will head to New Hampshire later today, where he'll hold a campaign rally this evening in Manchester. Meanwhile, Democratic voters in that state will cast the first in the nation primary ballots tomorrow, most polls showing Sanders and Buttigieg leading the pack. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
U.S. Senator, self-avowed socialist, and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says President Trump is a socialist, just a different kind of socialist.
The difference between my socialism and Trump's socialism is I believe the government should help working families, not billionaires.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Four Chinese military hackers are being indicted in connection with a major cyber crime in the U.S., the case involving the massive intrusion of credit reporting giant Equifax in 2017. Attorney General Bill Barr telling reporters this morning the scale of the crime was staggering, the hack compromising the personal data of nearly 150 million Americans. There's a new news channel today, the groundbreaking Black News Channel, launching nationally. Former Republican Congressman J.C. Watts of Oklahoma spearheading the nation's first news channel focusing on the black community. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The first film produced by President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama, the winner of the Academy Award for Best Documentary, American Factory, telling the story of an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was reopened by a Chinese billionaire. The film, streamed on Netflix, shows how optimism when the huge plant reopened turned to disillusionment and anger as the Chinese management imposed strict, exhausting demands on the workers and fired those who didn't comply. The solar orbiter is on its way to the sun. Yeah, the joint research project of NASA and the European Space Agency lifted off from Cape Canaveral late last night. The $1.65 billion mission aiming to give scientists a better understanding of what drives the sun's dynamic behavior. The star at the center of our solar system does occasionally blast out billions of tons of matter and magnetic fields that can interfere with satellite electronics and radio communications, and in extreme events, it can even disrupt power grids, so they're hoping to learn more about this phenomenon. And Microsoft's co-founder Bill Gates ordering the world's first liquid hydrogen-powered super yacht. He'll pay $644 million to have it built. The five-deck vessel will be more than 360 feet long, called Aqua. It's expected to set sail by 2024. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.